Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The National Institutes of Health say it's cooperating with federal investigators who have accused two of the researchers at the Rocky Mountain Labs in Hamilton of smuggling deactivated Mpox virus samples into the United States. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed charges against researchers Vincent Munster, head of RML's virus ecology section, and research fellow Claude Kaway. FBI investigators accused the pair of bringing the samples back to the U.S. after a visit to an outbreak zone in the Congo. Prosecutors say the researchers told Customs and Border Patrol agents at the Detroit airport that a large case only contained diagnostic equipment, but a search found 113 vials in styrofoam coolers. Testing showed 20 of those vials contained deactivated Mpox virus, previously called monkeypox, with one filled with chickenpox and two with human DNA. U.S. Attorney Jerome Gorgon Jr. and the HHS Office of Inspector General have both strongly condemned the action, stating that the unauthorized transport of biological materials on a commercial aircraft bypassed critical safety protocols and breached public's trust. In a statement, NIH is saying this matter is currently under investigation and NIH is cooperating fully with law enforcement and appropriate authorities. Because this is an ongoing investigation and personnel matter, we are limited in what additional information we can provide at this time. The pair made an initial court appearance in Missoula yesterday. Rumors of an incident first surfaced last fall with a report a researcher at the lab had been bitten by a rhesus macaque monkey being used in studies not of Mpox, but Congo hemorrhagic fever. The incident was monitored following lab protocols and the researcher was okay. However, the case rebooted attention in the lab's operations with the release of a so-called whistleblower report last month and Senator Tim Sheehy calling for an investigation. It's expected the case will focus on one main point, the fact that you can do this type of research, especially at a certified lab like the one in Hamilton, but it's a case of moving that material across state and international boundaries. This is the Montana State News Network.